In 1896, Havelock Ellis and John Addington Symonds published their masterwork on contrary sexual feeling. This was published in English in 1897, entitled Sexual Inversion. And this was the first British attempt to synthesise biological, anthropological and psychological knowledge on the subject of sexual deviations. Ellis and Symonds were sexologists. Sexology was born as the study and classification of sexual behaviours, identities and relations. The aim of sexologists was positive, and that they wanted to stop discrimination and show that differences in sexual behaviour and desires were biologically and psychologically based rather than an unnatural perversion. Sexology is important as it was the first attempt to mark out a specialism and a unique discourse in relation to the medicalisation of sexual deviation, and it remained in vogue as the main method of classifying sexual behaviours, identities and relations from the late 19th century until the early 20th century. Indeed, the period between 1870 and 1900 was significant to the medicalisation of sexual behaviour, as this is where the sexological categories and lived social identities of both the homosexual and the heterosexual first came to being.